Imagine a general household scenario. You get up early in the morning, or whenever you get up. The first thing that you do is pick up your smartphone and look at your notifications. Well, wait, did you sleep properly? Because you kept your phone extremely close to you and it was beeping through the night. The magnetic rays emitted from the phone were hampering with your sleep cycle. You are constantly bombarded with the sound waves and the magnetic waves. And now, you get up and the first thing that you do is look at your notifications. Well, you have hundreds of emails and dozens of notifications on many different apps. Does that make you feel important? Isn't it a boost to your ego? So many people are looking for your attention, your response, your likes and comments. That must be a great dopamine and serotonin rush early in the morning. Well, my dear friend, what you have actually done right now is prioritized everyone else's life over yours. You have already surrendered your day and your energy to others. Now, you would either sleepwalk through the day or you'd hardly be able to achieve anything of value to you during the day. Is this the kind of life that you want? If not, hang on and listen to the following conversation. Well, before I start, let me share with you some of the reactions and the feedback that I have received from our esteemed audiences like you. Apoorv Gajbhiye, he says, I listened to your job recommendations podcast. It was very refreshing to hear your extremely valuable insights regarding CV, customization, value addition, USP, credentials, and what you bring to the table. Cover letter and approachability. This is just what the doctor ordered. Very insightful and totally strikes a chord. Thank you, Apoorv. Sincerely appreciate your feedback. Pranjul Srivastava says, great initiative, very inspiring and motivating sessions. He especially liked the example of what is important in life and how we should prioritize in terms of rock, pebble and sand. Well, Pranjul, I sincerely expect that you are taking care of rocks in your life before you go on to the sands. Shravan Abhishek Roy, he listened to the Manage Your Time podcast and liked the steps one should follow to manage time in their day-to-day lives. He thinks he should focus on managing time efficiently, taking mental health seriously, and be happy. Ravindra Rao Parsha says, just now listen to the podcast on interviews. I can say that this is exactly what is meant by interview. Need to know end-to-end before attending the interview and grabbing the opportunity. Your podcast always motivates us. Thank you, Ravindra. Sincerely appreciate. Dr. Joginder Singh says, on Manage Your Time podcast, this is really awesome, sir. I believe it is needed by everyone, including the young India and the corporate employees. I'm listening to it the very first thing in the morning. This will be implemented for sure. I have shared the podcast with my network. I'm sure everyone will be getting benefited from this. Thank you, Dr. Joginder. I sincerely appreciate the fact that you start your morning with my words, and I hope it adds value to you. And I'm extremely grateful to you that you have shared this within your network. I hope they get some value too. And friends, as I always say, we all have potential to be great. And greatness consists in transferring the unique value that we possess to the world. Now, in order to transfer the value, you have to be in a state where you are effective and efficient. And on this podcast, it is my endeavor to bring to you the nuggets of wisdom, basis my knowledge and experience, that should give you an edge to become better personally and professionally. I, therefore, invite you to join me on this journey of resilience, go-getter approach, and never say die attitude. Join me on Go Beyond with AJ, this episode number 20, on how to prioritize your work and weave your own success story. The question is, why is prioritization important at all? Well, when you prioritize, you basically free up your time. We talked about planning in one of the last episodes, when you allocate your time as efficiently and appropriately as possible. Once you have written down all the things that you want to do or you have to do, you need to determine their level of importance. Thus, prioritizing plays an important role in getting things done efficiently. When you do this, you are able to focus on your work rather than be subservient to someone else's emails, calls, notifications, and whatnot. Some of you have asked me this question: how do I manage my time? Well, the answer is very simple. I take care of the rocks first. Remember that rocks, pebbles, and sand story? What is truly, really important in my life? I do that first before I go on to doing something which is not that important. And friends, remember, you can take care of others only when you have taken care of yourself. You can give happiness to others only when you have the happiness. You can give peace to others only when you are at peace. You cannot give something that you do not possess. So if you really want to be valuable to others, if you want to do good for the society, it is very, very important that you take good care of yourself so that you are in a state where you are able to contribute and add value. The question is, when to prioritize your work? In the office, so you know, whenever you are working, if you are your own business, or if you are working in a corporate or for some other organizations, you always have a deadline. You always have a target that you don't want to miss. And when you have overwhelming amount of work, there are so many things that need to be done. You do not know what to do first, what to do next. That's where prioritization becomes very, very important. Prioritization becomes very important when you want to be more effective and more efficient. When you want to achieve a better quality output or any one of your tasks, prioritization becomes important. When you prioritize, you are able to channelize your energy. You are able to give the right focus, the right concentration of energy to what is truly important in your day. Now the question is how to prioritize them. Well, one of the things that I follow is keep my workplace, study, or home, wherever I am, as neat and clean as possible. Remember, the neatness and the cleanliness of your environment represents the neatness and cleanliness of your brain. If your environment around you is neat and clean, this will improve your productivity and your attention span. Nobody wants to work or study in a mess where everything is dirty and everything is completely messy and chaotic. So it's very, very important that you keep your workplace, your study, your home as neat and clean as possible, as organized as possible. You'll get good vibes. You'll be able to give the right kind of attention. Another valuable tip that I can share with you is, and I have talked about this in my previous podcast too, is eat a frog for the breakfast. When you have eaten a frog for the breakfast, the rest of the day is going to be easy. No doubt about that. By this, what I mean is that do the most difficult task first thing in the day. The task that you have been dreading, the task that you have been postponing, procrastinating. You don't want to make that call. You don't want to create that file. You don't want to do that analysis. You don't want to read that difficult chapter. You don't want to meet that person. If there is anything which is scaring you, if there is anything which you want to avoid because it is too tough, too boring, too long, whatever it is, eat the frog for the breakfast. Do it brick by brick, one step at a time. One simple portion of that task. Do it. And when you make a habit of taking on the hard work first thing in the day, rather than putting it off and procrastinating, you will see that you have become much more efficient and effective. Gradually, you will start building that muscle where things will no more scare you, even if they are long and arduous. There are some of the steps that you can follow to prioritize your work. You can start your day with the question, what am I going to do today? What is the most important thing for me? If I can do only one thing, what is that? If I can do only two things, what is that? If I can do only three things, what is that? You program yourself to get things done. You don't immediately reach for your phone and unshackle yourself from the wanton demands of others. Answering this question creates a thought pattern. When you answer the question, what am I going to do today? It will create a thought pattern and your brain begins to prioritize. Your brain begins to evaluate the pros and the cons, the important, not so important, much more important. And the more clearly you answer the question, the better and clearer your follow-up actions are. And when you have answered the question, what is it that you want to achieve in a day? The next step is to follow a particular system. I would always say work smart and not hard. Follow your circadian rhythm. See when you are most effective. See when you are most energetic. Are you a morning person? Are you at the peak of your energy right in the morning? Well, that is the time when you want to hit the hard nails. Or are you a night person? Are you at the peak of your energy during the night? Well, then that is the time when you want to do the most difficult task. Your daily tasks should be arranged keeping your peak productivity in mind. When are you most energetic? When are you most effective? Follow your circadian rhythm to achieve the efficiency and the efficacy of the work that you have been desiring. One of the things that I have followed, and I have talked about this in my previous podcast too, is to delay the gratification. Don't succumb to seeking pleasure here and now. Delayed gratification will help you go through the seemingly difficult and boring tasks with grit and perseverance. Promise yourself that, okay, I will feel happy, or I will do something to make myself happy and please myself. I would have that sweet, or I would have that dessert, and I will make that call, and I will watch that video, or I will do that particular thing that brings me happiness only when I have accomplished this particular hard task that I have been avoiding. Only when I have achieved my goal for today, I am going to gratify myself. The delayed gratification will push you to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. So if your thing is watching a particular Netflix web series, or to play a particular video game, or to eat a particular thing, whatever it is that makes you happy, delay that gratification until and unless you have achieved whatever it is that you want to achieve. Decide which tasks are the most important for you. First, decide which tasks are on your to-do list, which are more critical, which are less critical. And whatever it is that is more critical for you, whatever it is that is really, really important for you, put your tasks in your calendar. Block your time. Set boundaries. How long it is that you are going to focus on that task? An hour, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. By the way, I would never advise going beyond an hour, because I think the concentration really breaks. It is very difficult to hold on to concentration for a prolonged period of time. So if there is a task that really requires 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, it's always advisable to break it into pieces and to an hour of focused concentration, razor sharp focus, monomaniacal focus, and take a break for 5 minutes, and then come back to the task with renewed energy. But set the boundaries, how long you are going to focus on that task. At the same time, if you're working in a corporate environment, in an office environment, account for distractions. People will call until unless you have kind of locked yourself and put your phone in a airplane mode or silence mode. People will call. Some emergency might arrive. Somebody will ring the bell if you are at home. Somebody will knock at the door. Friends and family will demand their attention. And sometimes you will need break time too. Account for that distractions. But set the boundaries. And within that boundaries, you will be able to achieve much more than what you have been achieving without setting the boundaries and without putting it on the calendar. And when I'm setting the boundaries and I'm putting it on the calendar, I'm using my smartphone. I'm using my Microsoft Outlook calendar. Get help from technology. Use whatever scheduling tool works for you. But schedule what is important to you. Until and unless it becomes a habit or second nature. You know, you might find it funny, but I must tell you, I used to schedule my runs and my exercise for a long, long time until it became a second nature to me. I still schedule my reading times. I still schedule my time when I'm going to practice my Spanish because that is important to me. So schedule your time. Block your calendar for whatever it is important to you until and unless it becomes a habit or a second nature. Where people talk about multitasking, I am not a big multitasking fan. I would always say prioritize one task at a time. Whatever it is that is most important to you, give your complete concentration, complete focus, unwavering focus. Nothing else should distract you. Nothing else should demand your time. You will not be distracted. You will not let yourself go astray until and unless you have achieved whatever it is that you want to achieve. And if there is something that can be done by somebody else, delegate. It's all right to ask for help. It's all right to delegate. Even if you want, you cannot do everything yourself. Leverage your team, leverage your friends, leverage your family. Delegate wherever you can. Focus on what you are good at or what you want to be good at. So it's all right. It's perfectly all right to ask for help. Focus on these tips. Try and see if you can inculcate them in your day-to-day habits. See if you can apply them to your day-to-day life and see how your life changes over a period of time, how you become more effective, how you are able to get more important things done, and how you start feeling proud of yourself. There is a lot that you can do only when if you know how to apply your energy and how to apply your time properly. Friends, thank you very much for listening. If you have found this podcast useful, I request you to please subscribe, follow, rate and review this podcast wherever you are listening. Also, please share this podcast with your friends and family as they might benefit from this conversation too. You can connect with me by looking up Go Beyond with AJ on Facebook, Instagram and YouTube. Please share your feedback and comments by looking up Go Beyond with AJ on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And I would love to have your feedback and comments and share that with the audience on the next podcast. Thank you very much, and I wish you all Merry Christmas.